This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 30th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Much attention has been given to high fertilizer prices farmers are facing when planning for the new crop year. USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vadin has even pointed a finger at two companies and making accusations on supply and price manipulation. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, says the focus should be much broader than companies or domestic markets.
Is that more of the reasons for the high price is global versus domestic? A lot of times we look out the back window and we think, hey, what's going on here? Because this has nothing to do with North America. It's things like Russia and China and Europe. And that's a big cause of what we're dealing with today.
Phosphate prices are a focal point for 2026, and Linville says global suppliers are limited.
If you look at the global phosphate marketplace, there are five countries that control 85-90% of production and exports. The list is China, Morocco, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. China is, historically speaking, the largest of those exporters. When we got to 21-22 and global values of phosphate skyrocketed and inventories started getting tight, the Chinese government started looking at it and said, well, wait a minute. Why are we exporting all this product? Why don't we keep the tons at home? We'll make sure that we've got more than enough to go around for our own farmers, and our price will be cheaper than the rest of the world. And they've continued to stay on that program.
Linville says China once exported 8 to 10 million tons of phosphate. That's changed dramatically.
2025 calendar year, their exports were just above 5 million tons. This year, January through July, we don't expect to see much of anything for Chinese exports. The government's basically come out and said, we don't expect to export again until August. So we're dealing with a market that's controlled by five major parties, and the biggest of that five isn't participating. So that's a major, major reason why these prices are so high.
Linville says the issue isn't the number of companies, it's the volume of supply compared to demand.
We could sit there and say, let's break it up and let's get these different companies in here and all this stuff. Well, the issue is, we've got to find more phosphate rock. And so far, outside of Florida and a couple other smaller pockets out there, I don't know of any. And without the phosphate rock access, you don't really have phosphate production.
Linville says the U.S. has been its own worst enemy in trade dealings with countries that supply nutrients.
We currently still have countervailing duties against Russia and Morocco. We still have, I believe, tariffs on Chinese products, not that they're exporting anything, but I believe the tariffs are still in place against them. And we had also, for a little while, had tariffs on Saudi Arabia phosphate coming in. We had stopped basically the four biggest countries in the world from coming here directly, and the result is that our price moved to a premium versus the rest of the world, where we would normally be in line. Since we removed fertilizer from the tariff rates, we've moved back in line with the rest of the world in terms of pricing.
From a global perspective, the issue involves more crop acres in Brazil, the Black Sea region, and other areas of the world. Linville says he would advise Washington to ramp up efforts to increase domestic nutrient production and develop global relationships to meet U.S. nutrient demand.
For the nitrogen market, I think that the approach needs to be trying to help out guaranteed loans and things like that to help new companies, new partners step in and start building new production. These new world-scale plants, they take years to produce the first ton. We've got to get started today. Rather than be reliant on the rest of the world, you look at where our imports come from. Half of our urea comes from the Middle East. Half of our UAN imports come from Russia. Rather than be reliant on these types of nations, let's produce it here at home. Not only would we ensure that we can fertilize the crop that we need to survive year to year, we also reduce our dependency on the rest of the world for our nitrogen needs. And it sits here, and we know it's going to be there. For phosphate, unfortunately, I think the answer is we look to Norway, who found a massive phosphate rock reserve in there, to try and develop it. Let's go work with them, try and invest there to help them. Let's go try and partner up with places like Morocco, places like Saudi Arabia, to get more long-term guaranteed supply agreements in place. And potash, I don't think there's anything wrong with potash. Please play nice with Canada, and I think we'll be okay.
Researchers at Texas A&M University earlier concluded the countervailing duties on Morocco increased cost to U.S. producers by almost $7 billion between 2021 and 2025. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Commodity prices, input costs, trade, labor. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these issues and many others. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.